If you have hyperthyroidism or Hashimoto's and are looking to save your thyroid, then you might want to take the 60-second Save My Thyroid quiz to find out how likely it is that you can save your thyroid. Upon completing the quiz, you will receive your thyroid saving score and a free report explaining your unique results, along with some things you can do to regain your health. To take the quiz, visit savemythyroid.com/quiz.
Hey, this is Dr. Eric. And in this Q&A episode, I am going to answer the question, is a thyroid shield necessary to wear when visiting the dentist? For this question, I'm going to refer to a blog post I wrote on the Natural Endocrine Solutions website in 2016 entitled, Can Dental X-rays Cause Thyroid Cancer? And I'll make sure to include a link to this article in the show notes, which you could access by visiting savemythyroid.com. I'll also be referring to a few research studies, and I'll also make sure to include these links in the show notes as well. So I'm looking now at the blog post that I wrote in 2016, March 24th, 2016, entitled, Can Dental X-rays Cause Thyroid Cancer? And I'm not going to get into great detail with this blog post here. The main thing I want to look at, and again, I'll include the link in the show notes, so if you want to read the entire blog post, that's fine, but just some of the research I wanted to discuss showing dental x-rays and whether they can cause thyroid cancer. And so I mentioned here that an increased risk of thyroid cancer has been reported in dentists, dental assistants, and x-ray workers, and I provided a link to a study. And one case control study provided some evidence that multiple exposure to dental x-rays may be associated with an increased risk of thyroid cancer. And then another study looked at different types of diagnostic x-rays and found that overall there was no clear evidence of thyroid cancer risk associated with diagnostic x-rays except for dental x-rays. And there are some other studies which show an increased risk of thyroid cancer with regular dental x-rays. So the point here is not to discourage anyone from getting dental x-rays. Now, we could make the argument, do people need to get x-rays every single year, which a lot of dentists recommend? I see a biological dentist who I've had on my podcast, Dr. Eric Kempter, and he also recommends regular x-rays. And I need to tell them that I don't want annual x-rays. And you might need to do the same when it comes to getting x-rays from your dentist. But when it is time to get x-rays, you do want to wear a thyroid shield. And I'm going to dive into some of the research, but I always ask for a thyroid shield because many dentists won't offer a thyroid shield. I mean, over the years, I've been to other dentists besides the one that I see now, and it's not uncommon. I would say it's more common for the dental assistants to not offer a thyroid shield and to offer a thyroid shield. So if they're offering it, great. But if not, don't be afraid to ask them for a thyroid shield. And chances are that they'll have it. I don't think I've come across any dental office where they didn't have it. It's just that many don't offer it to their patients. So let's go ahead and look at some of the studies. So this first study is an older one from August 1984. Long time ago, but still, just because it's an older study doesn't mean that it's not relevant, but we'll look at some other studies as well. The title of the abstract is The Effectiveness of the Thyroid Shield in Dental Radiology. And so the effectiveness of the thyroid shield in reducing patient exposure during routine dental radiographic examinations was studied. And again, I'm not going to get into great detail. It's just an abstract, so I'll include the link, but jumping to the middle of the paragraph, exposure reduction by the shield varied from 5 to 56% for a complete mouth survey, 2% to 18% for a bite wing survey, and 10 to 79% for a panoramic survey. And in the patient study, thyroid skin exposures measured on adults were 33 to 84% lower in offices in which a shield was used as compared to offices in which it was not used. And thyroid skin exposures measured on children were 63% to 92% lower. And then these results support the routine use of the thyroid shield for all dental radiography. So obviously big percentages here where we see like for a panoramic survey, it could be as low as 10% reduction as far as exposure, but as high as 79%. So let's just go somewhere in the middle. And where would that be? Like 40, 50%. So this study alone is convincing enough, at least to me, to ask for a thyroid shield every time I do get a dental x-ray. But let's go ahead and look at a more recent study, Thyroid Collars and Dental Radiology, a 2021 update. So 2021 update. And then it gives a background. In 2013, the American Thyroid Association issued a policy statement on thyroid shielding during diagnostic medical and dental radiology. The summary, relevant publications appearing since the ATA statement were identified by querying PubMed for thyroid and dental and collar or shielding and substituting specific dental radiographic procedures in the search. Although many quantitative studies have appeared reflective of current dental radiographic instrumentation and practice, much more can be done to foster minimizing radiation to the thyroid. And then conclusions, we list seven areas that should be pursued. Among them are harmonizing guidelines for the use of thyroid collars based on the recent studies and a comprehensive survey of current dental radiological practice patterns. Next, I'm going to look at a study, a journal article from July of 2019. And the headline is Not All Lightweight Lead Aprons and Thyroid Shields Are Alike. The objective, with the explosion of minimally invasive surgery, the use of fluoroscopy has significantly increased. And currently, there has been demand for lighter weight aprons. The industry answered this call with the development of lightweight aprons. Our goal was to see whether lighter weight garments provided reduced protection. And so this doesn't necessarily relate to getting dental x-rays, just using different material in a thyroid shield. And according to the results, our study demonstrates that several companies rate their lightweight garments as 0.5 millimeter lead equivalent, when actually only a small area of the chest and abdomen where the garment overlap was 0.5 millimeter, leaving the rest of the garment with half the protection. So the conclusion, our reliance on protective lead garments to shield us from the biological effects of radiation exposure and the inferiority of some lightweight garments necessitate a streamlining of the testing methods and transparency in data reporting by manufacturers. So essentially, not all shielding is equal. Now, of course, when you go to your dentist and you have a thyroid shield, you would hope that it's a good quality shield. And there's really not much you could do. I mean, I know there's no way for me to tell if it's a good quality shield. So hopefully it's a good one. And even if it's a lower quality one, it's better than no thyroid shield. So I will say that. And so the last study I'd like to look at is from 2016. The headline is The Value of Thyroid Shielding in Intraoral Radiography, and the objectives to evaluate the utility of the application of a thyroid shield in intraoral radiography when using rectangular collimation. And I'll just jump to the conclusions. So for the exposures in the upper anterior region, thyroid shield results in an important dose reduction for the thyroid. For the other exposures, thyroid shield augments little to the reduction achieved by rectangular collimation. The use of thyroid shield is to be advised when performing upper anterior radiography. So there's other studies. These are just some of the ones I brought up. But these alone, to me, are convincing enough to ask for a thyroid shield. Because when you think about it, there's really no harm in putting on a thyroid shield. But if you don't put on a thyroid shield, then there is that potential for harm, for greater exposure. And, you know, dentists may argue that, well, you know, now we're using digital x-rays, so it's minimal exposure. And I agree, that is true to some extent, or at least reduced exposure compared to the x-ray machines that were used in the past, but you're still getting exposure. And if you could wear a thyroid shield, as long as it's not going to affect the x-ray, and in most cases it shouldn't, then you might as well wear one. And again, if they're not going to offer it, don't be afraid to ask. So that is my response to the question, is a thyroid shield necessary to wear when visiting the dentist? My response based on the research is yes, it is a good idea to wear a thyroid shield. And once again, if the staff, if the radiologist, the person taking the x-rays, if they don't offer a thyroid shield, don't be afraid to ask, because Let's say you don't get annual x-rays, but you get them every 2 to 3 years. Still, the radiation is cumulative. So it is a very good idea to wear a thyroid shield when you get dental x-rays. And as usual, I hope you found this Q&A episode to be super valuable. And I look forward to catching you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Save My Thyroid podcast. If you haven't done so already, make sure you hit subscribe to stay up to date on the latest thyroid health-related topics. And to get your free thyroid and immune health restoration action points checklist, visit SaveMyThyroidChecklist.com. Thanks so much for tuning in.
I want to let you know about a product called Hepatoimmune Supreme, which is a unique supplement that has a rare combination of N-acetylcysteine, also known as NAC, milk thistle, and schisandra to support the liver. And it also has a few mushrooms that can help support the immune system, including cordyceps, which has both immune modulating and adaptogenic properties and is great for those with Graves' disease and Hashimoto's. To learn more about Hepatoimmune Supreme, visit SaveMyThyroid.com/liver support.